relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Not enough ZZ Top on this show. Thank you, kindly. Shan, why are you playing Sharp Dressed Man?
I don't know. You know, sometimes songs have connotations related to certain TV shows that certain guests might have been on.
You lost me. That's far too. Help our listeners out. Help them out. Help our viewers out. Why are we playing a very cool song called Sharp Dress Man?
Because a certain patriarch of a certain family, or a certain dynasty, if you will, a duck dynasty, will be joining us shortly.
Well, I hope so. I'm watching the call board. I'm watching our VIP line, and we are waiting. Yes, he is the patriarch of the Robertson family of duck dynasty fame, and he has a new book out. I love it. I wish I'd come up with this title. It's Jesus Politics. How did somebody not use the phrase Jesus Politics before? And it's got an intriguing, sort of subtitle. It's a, what do they call them? There's something in the trade for them. But the rest of the title for Jesus Politics is How to Win Back the Soul of America. Eric, what did you say? Eric, are you there? Get close to that microphone. What did you say about that title for Mr. Robertson's book?
It sounds kind of like a follow-up to a book that somebody else wrote. You know, in that
one book are you referring to?
I think it's the book that's behind you on the shelf right
what,
now in our
here?
Studio.
Oh yes, The War for America's Soul. Nicely done. I didn't even register that. You just must have been a reason we hired you. I think that's one of those reasons. That perspicacious observation. That scintillating capacity to pick things up other people miss, like just a show host. Thank you, Eric. We will get to that momentarily, but I wanted to make your Monday. Mondays have a reputation for being difficult, and this is how I contribute to your Monday. You missed her so much. She is the woman who will never, ever be the president of the United States. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Eric, play video cut one.
I think there was something else very significant in what Trump did the other day. Basically, he signaled that he's going after Social Security and Medicare. I don't know if he understood that. You never know what he knows and doesn't know about how the government operates. But basically, he was talking about ending the financial contributions we all make into Social Security and Medicare through the payroll tax.
That voice, I mean, it truly is Jaws, isn't it? It is that meeting in the schoolroom when suddenly the crusty old shark hunter pulls his nails down the chalkboard. It really, oh my, when that video started playing, I just, my nerves were jangling. I don't know what he knows. I don't know what he knows about how the government works. Really? Because in 3 years, he did more than your husband did in 8. In fact, what did your husband do in the White House? What did he do in the Oval Office? Was he running the government or doing something else, Hillary? Stunning. Oh, and the fact that you think he's going after people's benefits? It's amusing, isn't it? That what actually happened this weekend was the president, through his executive powers, made sure that Americans received the benefits related to the pandemic that is the Chinese virus, which the Democrats were refusing, were blocking to provide Americans. Why? Because they wanted $1 trillion worth of pork. They wanted to stuff that aid package with things, you heard Stephen Moore, for their buddies. And he's not going to let them do that. Not with your money. Instead, he's going to give you payroll relief to the end of the year, backdated to July. How stunning. It is gaslighting. It is the Democrats, Hillary included, trying to convince you that you're insane, trying to convince you that the things you know are not true, to doubt your own senses. But we won't let them. Instead, we'll talk about the man that they're running against, the President of the United States. What are the three things you need to know about this man? Let's just boil it down so you can help those who are undecided. There are millions and millions, tens of millions of people who are still undecided. Let's just simplify the message. Joe Biden is incompetent. We don't have to go there and talk about health issues. We don't have to talk about senility, premature, whatever mental condition it is that he's suffering from. Just incompetent. What has this man achieved in 47 years in office? Number one. Number two, corruption. Just the rank, the inordinate corruption associated not just with him and his son, but with four other members of the Biden cabal. Just listen, read what Peter Schweitzer has written in his book. He's coming out with a film in a few days' time, 40 minutes, just documenting the billions of dollars. Remember, his son, Hunter Biden, got one deal from the communist government of China for $1.4 billion. After his father took Hunter Biden to Beijing on Air Force Two. So, incompetent, corrupt, and the last one, I don't know how to phrase this without getting in trouble. There's a word in American slang that rhymes with the word gas. And you just have to take one letter off. And that's the third aspect of Sleepy Creepy Joe. He's just not a nice man. Not just recently, in his dotage, as he gets more and more senile, but for decades. Remember who was at the forefront, who ran the committee hearing in which Clarence Thomas had to experience what he called as a black conservative nominated to the highest court in the land. Clarence Thomas said he was undergoing a high-tech lynching. He's absolutely right. Accused of outrageous things that never, ever happened, that could not be substantiated. We were shocked, we were appalled, we were horrified when Brett Kavanaugh was accused of being a serial rapist, drugging young girls. Why? Not because he'd done anything wrong, but because he had been nominated to the Supreme Court by Donald Trump. We were rightly, righteously horrified. But we shouldn't have been. Anybody with a historic perspective knew that 30 years ago it had happened before. knew that Joe Biden, Senator Biden, had run the committee hearings of Clarence Thomas's nomination, where they tried to Kavanaugh Clarence Thomas before Kavanaugh was ever nominated, before Donald Trump ever ran for president. That's who Joe Biden is. He's incompetent. He's corrupt. And fundamentally a nasty human being. We have the proof. It's not supposition. It's not smear tactics. It's not innuendo. From his bigoted statements of, quote, "I don't want my children growing up in a racial jungle," to his praising his fellow segregationists as fine gentlemen. Spread the word. That's who he is. In the meantime, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have sent out the bloodhounds. We are searching down the patriarch of the Robertson family. They shall find him somewhere in the bayou, and then we will get him on a sat phone because we need to talk. I'm just going to endorse it anyway. We're going to talk about it anyway because this is who we are, and this is how important the things he writes about in his book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. Don't go anywhere, my friends. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. You can download this one too for free. But don't forget YouTube. It's on video. Hit the notifications bell twice and you'll never miss a thing.
Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
you. I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we are doing very well. Thanks to you, our dear listeners and viewers across the nation. Thank you for all your support. And we are back. Is it? It is. She's on the line, and she's got a big announcement for us. She's a North Carolina girl in New York City, but I think she's on the road today. She is Lara Trump. Lara, welcome back to America First.
Well, thank you so much. It's very nice to be back on with you, as always. Love to be with you.
Now, why didn't I know earlier? I mean, I'd like to be there. The Women for Trump bus tour. That sounds like a lot of fun. So tell us about it. Where is it starting, and why are you doing it?
Well, we are starting off in Pennsylvania. We kicked it off earlier. We had a great stop, and we're for today and tomorrow all throughout the state of Pennsylvania. Obviously, a very important state to the president. Yes. And a state that we'd like to win again. And you can miss us out there, Sebastian. We are on a bright pink bus rolling through Pennsylvania. It says Women for Trump on the side. So keep an eye out. You know, we started today and we are not stopping until November 3rd, Election Day. We're rolling all over this country and we're spreading the word about the president that you might not hear if you listen to the mainstream media because they don't want you to know about it. But we are out to talk about all that this president has accomplished and what he plans to do with his four more years.
Now, this is perfect timing. We had a caller from California. She's a regular to the show, and she said she's spoken. She goes to the local Walmarts and Targets. She's spoken to 110 American women, mostly from the black community, who she said not one of them, Lara, had ever heard one of the speeches by the president. And they said to her, "Oh, we don't need to. We get it all summarized for us on The View or CNN." And I just thought,
I just thought
about that for a second. Is this one of the reasons you're going on your Women for Trump bus tour, to tell the truth?
Yeah, well, it's absolutely one of the reasons, because sadly, the mainstream media refuses to report on all the great accomplishments of this president. I mean, we know that they are the de facto marketing arm of the Democrat Party, so that shouldn't surprise anybody. But it's funny you brought up The View. You know, we started our own version. We call it The Right View at the Trump campaign.
Nice.
And it is the Trump ladies, myself, Katrina Pearson, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Mercedes Schlapp. And every week we are actually telling you the real things that are happening out there in this country. So I'd encourage everybody, don't rely on the fake news media for your information. You can always go to DonaldJTrump.com, and you can check out where the bus tour is headed, and we'll tell you right to your face all the facts.
And where can they watch The Right View? Is it also at DonaldJTrump.com?
It is, DonaldJTrump.com. Click the event tab. You can sign up every week to watch. It's on Team Trump Online. We're getting millions of views every week, Sebastian. Our shows average 2 to 3 million views a piece every single night, and that's
Hang on.
19 people that are tuning in for the Joe Biden telecast or the podcast or whatever this poor guy's doing.
Yeah, I was shocked. Somebody told me my humble radio show has more viewers every day than Joe Biden's campaign events. How is that possible, Lara?
Well, I think it's because the enthusiasm for Joe Biden is pretty much non-existent. He's about as exciting as a wet dish rag, Sebastian. So people are not excited to see Joe Biden. They certainly aren't tuning in to his, when he's in the safe space and his safe corner with the puppy in the basement and the coddled interviews and stuff. They're not tuning in whenever he does his little podcast interviews because nobody's excited about Joe Biden. And I think you contrast that with the president. I mean, they couldn't be more different. But by the way, all the more reason, Sebastian, we've got to get these two men on a stage.
Yes.
They have to debate, and we have to do it as soon as possible.
Do you mean the coddled basement interviews where he calls the person interviewing him a junkie? You mean those ones?
Yes, where he's calling people junkies, where he's telling people that you ain't black if you don't vote for him,
right.
Where he's telling you the black community is not diverse in any way, shape, or form. Those interviews, yes, specifically what I'm referencing with poor old sleepy Joe Biden.
So tell us, who's going to be accompanying you across America for the Women for Trump bus tour? Give us some of the names of your fellow crusaders for truth.
Oh, well, who won't be on the bus? Right now I'm looking right at Katrina Pearson.
Hey, Katrina.
Sebastian says hello, Katrina. Sebastian, you've got to come on the next one. Mercedes Schlapp, we're going to have Pam Bondi. Every state we go to, we're going to have different women from the state who are going to join up on the tour. So, again, we're rolling all across this country. It's going to be amazing. And so stay tuned. I think it would be great if you want us to pull up in front of your house to troll your Democrat neighbors. We'll do a slow drive-by and give you a honk. Let us know.
All right. I love it. Let's do that. Let's rattle their windows with your pink bus. She's only got 970,000 followers on Twitter. Let's get this lady to 1 million by tonight. Come on, guys. Lara Leah Trump. Lara Leah Trump. In the last few minutes we have with you, give our best to all the ladies. But send a message. Send a message from your bus to all those who, you know, don't do politics, never really interested in politics, and don't know if they should go and vote in 84 days. What's your message to them, Lara Trump?
Well, never has an election been more clear-cut than this one. And we are not, Sebastian, just talking about Republicans versus Democrats, the left versus the right. This is an election about keeping America America. So if you love this country, if you love what the United States of America has always offered, the freedom that we offer, the incredible life that is the envy of every other country around the world, then you have to get out and you have to vote on November 3rd. And don't at all for a second fall for the act that although Joe Biden is old and feeble, he is not by any means a moderate. This man is the Trojan horse for the far-left socialist radical wing of the Democrat Party. And should he ever find himself in the White House, it would be so detrimental to America that our country would never look the same. It would be unrecoverable. The policies he wants to implement are not American. They are socialist. And don't believe me, believe Joe Biden, because he signed up on a unity manifesto with the self-proclaimed socialist himself, Bernie Sanders. So don't be fooled by this man, folks. He is terrible for America. It would be a disaster for the future of this country. And I'll tell you, for my own kids, I want them to be able to grow up in the greatest country in the history of the world, the United States of America. I want them to stand up proudly, put their hand over their heart whenever they say the Pledge of Allegiance and sing our national anthem. And that is exactly why we all have to get out on November 3rd and vote for President Donald Trump.
Wow, that's it. That's the campaign ad. Print it, roll, camera, done. Put it in the can. Keeping America, America. Biden is the Trojan horse. Wow, wow, wow. Follow this lady right now, Lara Leah Trump. go to DonaldJTrump.com, watch her show, sign up, volunteer. God bless you. Say hi to Katrina and Mercy, and I can't wait to see you in my neck of the woods. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I am so grateful to all of you. In just 1 week, you've raised $25,000 for the starving children being helped by Food for the Poor, including in Haiti and Guatemala and Central America. Please, let's go big. Let's bust through all our goals. Go to SebGorka.com right now. Make a donation. $37 pays for 3 square meals for 6 months for a starving child. You can call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. SebGorka.com, SebGorka.com. And click on the Emergency Food Relief banner. Thank you, my friends. Greg Jarrett next here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters. And you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's G-O-R-K-A to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries Food for the Poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down. Curfews are in place. Crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides 3 children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds 5 children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at SebGorka.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
He's the sharpest legal political analyst for Fox News. You see him every single day. He's Greg Jarrett, author of Witch Hunt and the Russia Hoax, and a great friend to America First. Greg, welcome back to America First.
Hey, my pleasure. Always great talking to you.
The swamp always gets stickier, hotter, and more disgusting. We know that there have been multiple irregularities with the so-called Obamagate, Russiagate hoax. Now we have the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, say that things could be even worse than we had believed in the past. Greg, will this ever end? What is your expectation as we stand here 84 days before the presidential election?
Well, I do think that Durham will finish his criminal investigation resulting in indictments. I think it'll happen, before or immediately after Labor Day. Don't believe the media when they say, oh, you can't release an indictment before an election. the media makes that up because mostly they're pretty stupid. there is no such 60-day rule as the media would have you believe. There's one rule at the Department of Justice. It says you may not take a law enforcement action for the purpose of affecting an election. So if your purpose is simply to see that justice is done based on compelling evidence of criminality, you can release it 60 days, 30 days, a day before the election. I think as a practical matter, Durham and Bill Barr are both smart enough to realize that it's important to get it out as soon as possible. So I would expect it sometime in the next 30 days.
Are you surprised how long it has taken to get anything out of that criminal investigation, Greg?
No, I'm actually not, because while it was easy to invent the lie of Trump-Russia collusion, the Russia hoax, unraveling the truth is very hard. And unfortunately, you've got a current FBI director who's been in office for 2 years, who has been consistently and sedulously covering up the misconduct and malevolence of his predecessors. I've long called for the firing of Chris Wray, and just this weekend we learned from Senator Lindsey Graham that there's now a new document that has finally been released showing that Comey's FBI lied not just to the FISA court, but they lied to the Senate Intelligence Committee. The FBI told that committee in 2018 that the dossier author was reliable, that the contents were accurate, when they knew a year earlier that all of that was untrue. They learned within 4 days of Trump's inauguration that the subsource had largely debunked the dossier. He said it was exaggerations, rumor, innuendo, multiple hearsay. It was completely unreliable. And the FBI hid that, and in fact, they told the Senate Intelligence Committee just the opposite. They told the FISA court the opposite. Those are separate lies, separate federal crimes.
There was a Hungarian philosopher commentator who, after more and more corruption was unveiled in post-communist Hungary, wrote an article which he said, "Have we become the land of no consequences?" Greg Jarrett, are we slowly here in America becoming the land of no consequences when people can just get away with felony after felony?
We are. And unfortunately, it sends a very direct message to people at the FBI that you can continue to lie with impunity because you will not be held accountable. That's why Durham's forthcoming indictments, and I'm convinced there will be some, are so vital. We have to put a stop to this. For far too long, people like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok thought they could do anything, that they were a power unto themselves, accountable to no one. Lying became commonplace with that trio of crooked people at the FBI. And sadly, it resulted in the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Trump did not criminally conspire with the Kremlin to steal the election. It was all a hoax.
Indeed, indeed. An information operation, a propaganda operation done by Americans against Americans. That phrase, "he wrote the book," is not correct in this instance. He wrote both the books, and you need to order them right now. The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt. And follow him on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. Two G's, two R's, two T's. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation, live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Have you subscribed? We've just broken 12 million views on our new YouTube channel. It's free. Go to YouTube, look for America First Sebastian Gorka, hit the subscriptions and the notifications bell twice, and you won't miss a thing. We're broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with Greg in a moment. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. If you need pain relief, tens of thousands of Americans are getting it right now with this incredible, incredible drug-free product that I have been taking for a year and a half. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out if it could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What could you get for less than a dollar a day? I'll tell you what, potential liberation from your daily pain. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. You need to find out if you could be the next success story. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Do it today and find out if it works for you like it works for me. Back with the one and only Greg Jarrett after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
You have to consider very carefully if you feel it's appropriate for you to work for Flint or if you want to work with. I don't think Flint's going to be around long.
Yeah,
I don't think Flynn's going to be around long. That audio was recorded with a man called Stefan Halper just 2 days before Mike Flynn's name was illegally leaked to the press in terms of a telephone call intercept, and soon he would be removed from office. Greg Jarrett is with us, author of The Witch Hunt and The Russia Hoax. Greg, what is an FBI CIA asset doing making a statement behind closed doors to the effect that the new national security advisor of a democratically elected president is not long for this world as far as his position is concerned?
Because Stefan Halper was intimately involved in creating the Russia hoax and going after people in Donald Trump's orbit in order to damage the then incoming president of the United States. Halper was a top secret covert intel asset for the FBI and a long time well-known CIA operative. Halper's the one who was assigned by either the FBI or CIA or both in the summer of 2016 to spy on people like George Papadopoulos and others and secretly record their conversations instead of obtaining incriminating information against Papadopoulos and Carter Page. He got just the opposite, exculpatory evidence of innocence that was carefully hidden and concealed. So what's especially insidious about Halper is he was being paid through a slush fund at the Pentagon, a ridiculous amount of money. I think off the top of my head, I think it was about $400,000 for his work. So that also needs to be investigated. What in the world is the Department of Defense doing offering the money for a covert spy?
Yeah, it was actually multiple payments that were closer in the end, if memory serves, to $1 million through the Office of Net Assessment. You're absolutely right, Greg. A slush fund being paid to somebody who was on the payroll of the FBI and the CIA and was, let's not forget this, son-in-law to a former director of the CIA. At the weekend, Greg, there was a long, long discussion between the great one, Mark Levin, and the sitting attorney general. And I'd like to tease you out with regards to what he said in that interview. We have a video cut. Eric, play the cut from Attorney General Barr.
It's a form of sort of, it's a new form of urban guerrilla warfare. You know, Mao Tse Tung used to speak about the gorilla being like fish swimming in the ocean, the way the gorilla moves through the people. The gorilla hides out among the people as a fish in the ocean. And what they do is they are essentially shielding themselves or shrouding themselves in First Amendment activity. They go into the demonstrations, which are exercising First Amendment activity, and they insinuate themselves in there to shield themselves. That's where they swim. And what they do is they hijack these demonstrations, and they provoke violence, and they have various tiers of people from the sort of top provocateurs down through people who are their minions and sort of run the violent missions. But it's a difficult phenomenon to deal with. They're highly organized at these demonstrations.
What we heard there, Greg, from the Attorney General, is a description of a domestic insurgency by Americans on U.S. soil. I have to ask you, as the most trusted legal political face on Fox News, whether it's the low-level insurgency, the violence on the streets in America, or whether it's the embedded subversives at the DOJ, CIA, FBI, what are going to be the consequences? You have faith in U.S. Attorney Durham. What kinds of charges could we expect, should we expect, to see coming in the next few days out of Maine DOJ?
Well, I think that the people behind the witch hunt, the Russia hoax, committed everything from conspiracy to defraud to defrauding the government, obstruction of justice, perjury, false and misleading statements under oath, as well as a very important statute called deprivation of rights under color of power. It's essentially a government official who abuses his position of power for personal or political reasons. I think all of these statutes are in play. You know, under federal law, in order to obtain an indictment, you have to go through a grand jury, which in Washington, D.C. is a bit of a challenge in such a politicized atmosphere. But I think all of those things are in play, and we'll wait and see who gets indicted.
Deprivation of rights under color of power. That's why he's Greg Jarrett, and that's why he is our trusted source for all things illegal and where the law overlaps with the political scene in this fetid, fetid city that is Washington, D.C. Follow him right now on Twitter, Greg Jarrett, and get his books, The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, available on Facebook, and, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, additionally, our website, fresh content every single day, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and as well as our Twitter and Facebook feeds. Thank you, Greg. Before we move on to our next segment here, I have a special message from our wonderful sponsors, Patriot Mobile, who know just how crazy a time it is for you right now if you have children who are trying to get back to school. We are trying to figure out the future and how to support those students. There's many, many ways, but how about supporting your students and your conservative values at the same time? This is during Patriot Mobile's school days, now until September 12th. You can switch your phone lines, your cellular phone lines, and donate a portion of your bill to Students for Life, educating teens and young adults on pro-life choices. And there's many other conservative organizations you can support through your cell phone usage. The NRA, the Susan B. Anthony List, and so many more. All until September the 12th, you can get a free phone or a free month service and even build your own bundle with multiple line discounts. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT. They are rated number one in America for customer service. Or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Just remember, if you're with one of the big cell phone providers, and most of you listening probably are, because, hey, that's how the market works. They have a lock in many cases in terms of visibility, in terms of exposure. But know this, every time you make a call, every time you text, every time you pay your bill, a portion of that money goes to the causes they support, and they're not your causes. The big companies are pro-gun control, pro-abortion, and pro-illegal immigration. Don't support them with your calls. Go with Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/GORKA, or call 972-PATRIOT.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
It really isn't about politics anymore, or at least party politics. For one very good reason, because the Democrat Party does not exist anymore. My friends, it's gone. It is just a collection of collectivist radicals and extremists. There are no pragmatists left. They've surrendered. They've surrendered to those who wish to dismantle the police, to keep our borders wider. You heard Joe Biden say just last week, not one inch of the wall will be built if he becomes president. Is that what we want? It's not the GOP. It's not the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party. It's about one thing. It's about our nation. It's your job to convince your fellow Americans that that is the reality. That in 84 days or even sooner, because of the mail-in voting, the absentee voting, that they make the right choice. That they don't side with those who are promoting anarchy. They don't side with those who, put most simply, just hate America and what it stands for. You can do this in ways that aren't party political. What about the issue of schools? How does that not bring us together? It doesn't matter what political affiliation somebody thinks they have, what name, what letter of the alphabet D, R, or I comes after their name. No. It's a very simple question. It's time to get America back to work, and it's time to get our children back to school. Just imagine the psychological damage if this continues. We are social animals. We need each other. We need community. And they're destroying it. And you can use their own words. You can go to the Black Lives Matter website. You can see their stated objective to dismantle the nuclear family, the building block of Judeo-Christian civilization. So it's up to you. Let's just save our republic together. Volunteer. Work for the local candidate. Speak about what would happen if Joe Biden won and become part of the solution, not the problem. Go to TrumpTalk.gop. Volunteer today, and together let's save America. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, hold the line, and as ever, stay frosty.